Softvert User Manual, Tape 1, Side 2, Chapter 2, Installation, Page 16, Setup for Type and Talk, Step 2. Locate the RS-232 cable supplied with your speech unit. This is the one with the 2 wide paren about 2 inches by 3/8 inch close paren connectors, one on each end. One connector will have 25 tiny sockets. This is the female connector and is the end that will connect to your PC. The other end usually will have many tiny pins protruding from it. This is the male end and will be the end that connects to your speech unit. Follow the instructions which came with your speech unit to connect the cable to your synthesizer and to your computer. Number 3. Connect the female end of the RS-232 cable to the male serial port on your PC. This port is also known as the COM port. Some PCs have 2 COM ports. In this case, connect to COM port 2. Since the configuration of the ports is left up to the person who originally installed them, you will have to determine which is which for yourself. Note, the parallel printer port on a PC is often similar in shape to a 25-pin serial port, but is, quote, female, end quote. Connecting to COM port 2 is preferred since a few programs may require COM port 1 for their own use, not allowing their output to be redirected. Number 4. Connect the male end to the synthesizer. Page 17. Number 5. Your synthesizer is now connected to the PC and to the power source. It is now time to turn on your PC and load DOS. For now, leave your speech unit's power switch in the off position. You are now ready to load DOS. Skip to the section titled, quote, Software Installation, end quote. Setup for Symphonix or Voltalker. Neither the Voltalker nor the Symphonix board requires an external cable, since they are designed to be installed inside the PC in place of one of the, quote, COM, end quote, ports. If you choose to use either of these boards as, quote, COM 2, end quote, you must also have a serial port or internal modem designated as, quote, COM 1, end quote. If you do not, the PC will not recognize that the synthesizer has been installed. In other words, if you do not have a, quote, COM 1, end quote, the PC assumes that you do not have any, quote, COM, end quote, ports installed. You must also be sure that you have not installed your synthesizer and a serial port or internal modem, which have been set up as the same, quote, COM, end quote, port. If you attempt to do this, your PC will most likely lock up or, at best, refuse to acknowledge either port. Refer to the manual supplied with your synthesizer for help in setting the board for the desired, quote, COM, end quote, port. The Voltalker and Symphonix boards are usually set at IRQ7. Make sure IRQ7 is available in your computer system or change the synthesizer to IRQ2. You are now ready to load DOS. Skip to the section titled, quote, Loading DOS into your PC, end quote. Program preparation for Symphonix and Voltalker. It is necessary to have these additional files on the disk from which you load the Softvert program. For the Symphonix 200 and the Voltalker boards, sonix.com, new line, tts.com, new line, portalk.com. For the Symphonix 210 board, page 18, sonix2.com, new line, portalk.com. Sonix 2 is an updated version of the Sonix and TTS programs. All these synthesizers require these programs. If you did not purchase these programs with your Symphonix or Votalker board, you will have to purchase them before your synthesizers will work. TSI does not sell these programs. Copy the programs from the disk that came with your synthesizer to the disk that you will use to load SoftVert. To do this, place the SoftVert disk, paren, or other disk that you intend to boot from, close paren, in drive B. Place the disk that came with your board in drive A. At the A prompt, enter the following. Copy space SONIX dot COM space B colon space parens and press the enter key, close paren. When the process is finished, enter the following. Copy space TTS dot COM space B colon paren and press the enter key, close paren. For the Symphonix 210 board, instead of the above two steps, do the following. Copy space SONIX numeral 2 dot COM space B colon paren and press the enter key, close paren. When the process is complete, remove the disk from drive A. Insert the PortTalk program disk in drive A. This is paren. This is the one that was purchased separately, close paren. At the A prompt, enter the following. Copy space PORTTALK dot COM space B colon paren and press the enter key, close paren. Setup for DeckTalk. The DeckTalk must be set to operate at 9600 baud. This is accomplished by using a special program supplied on the SoftVert disk. When DeckTalk is sent from the factory, it is not configured correctly for Vert. You must first obtain or make a computer cable that has the same pin assignments as the cable at the end of this section. Your local computer store should be able to create this cable for you. TSI does not sell these cables. Unlike other switch adjustable synthesizers, DeckTalk must be connected to be configured properly. Be sure you know which cable end is the PC end and which is the DeckTalk end, for they are not the same, even though they feel the same. Page 19. Connect the PC end of the cable to either communication port 1 or 2 on your PC. Connect the DeckTalk end of the cable to the terminal port on DeckTalk. There is a small tactile rectangle to represent a computer screen just above this port. Turn on DeckTalk and your PC. You should hear DeckTalk announce its version number. The volume control for DeckTalk is on the rear of the unit. Boot your PC, and when you are at the A greater than prompt, place the SoftVert disk in drive A. Type A colon and press return. If you have DeckTalk connected to quote COM end quote port 1, type DECINIT paren and press the enter key, close paren. If you have DeckTalk on communication port 2, type DECINIT space slash the numeral 2 paren and press the enter key, close paren. The above runs the program DECINIT.exe. While it is running, the PC speaker will beep many times, paren, about 30, close paren. This is an aid to let you know that the program is working. DECINIT tells DeckTalk to set its host computer port to 9600 baud. It also tells DeckTalk to store this setting in its own battery-backed memory, so you only have to set up the DeckTalk once. If everything works, the following message will be displayed. DeckTalk is now initialized. Move cable to the outside COM port on deck talk. The PC will also make a high tone when this message is displayed. You can now move the cable to the outside port of deck talk. This port is labeled COMM, C-O-M-M. You should not have to move this cable again. You now have deck talk initialized. You can run softvert and do not need the decinit.exe program again. DICINIT may display one of the following messages if something is wrong. A description of each error message is given after the message. Number 1, quote, invalid communication port. Number must be either 1 or 2, end quote. This means that the communication port number you furnished is not 1 or 2. If you do not furnish a communication port number, quote, COM1, end quote, is assumed. Number 2, quote, error with serial port, end quote. This indicates that you may not have the cable connected to both the PC and deck talk. Check connections. Page 20. You should also check to make sure deck talk is turned on. If everything seems okay, turn deck talk off for about 5 seconds, then turn it back on. Try the DECINIT program again. If you keep getting this message, verify that the cable wiring is correct. If you need to set deck talk's host, quote, COM, end quote, port back to 1200 baud to use it for another application, you may use the program on the softvert disk called DEC 12. It works just like the DECINIT and undoes the DECINIT change. There are several voice options available through the VU program. After you get familiar with Vert, refer to the section on special view options. You will get a sampling of all of DeckTalk's voices when you use the provided startup file. You are now ready to load DOS. Skip to the section titled, quote, software installation, end quote. Cable for the DeckTalk. The following cable instructions include Radio Shack part numbers where available. The prices are approximations. 4 feet of 9 to 12 conductor wire, paren, about $1 a foot, close paren. 2 DB25 female connectors, 276-1548, parenthesis, about $5 each, close parenthesis. 2 DB25 hoods, 276-1549, paren, about $4 each, close paren. The following cable configuration is recommended for the deck talk and IBM PC. The cable configuration is shown in a table. For deck, the setting is 1, IBM 1. Deck is 2, IBM 3. Deck is 3, IBM 2. Deck is 4, IBM 8. Deck 5 and 6, IBM 20. Deck 7, IBM 7. Deck 8, IBM 4. Deck 20, IBM 5 and 6. Page 21. Setup for TSI PC Vert and AFI Professional Vert. It is not possible to internally upgrade PC Vert and Professional Vert to have all the features of SoftVert. They use fixed memory, while SoftVert makes use of the more plentiful and flexible memory in the PC. However, the TSI PC Vert and AFI Professional Vert may both be used with SoftVert. This enables you to have the best of both worlds, the rapid 700 plus words per minute speech of the hardware Vert and all the navigation features of SoftVert. Number 1. Set the Vert for operation at 9600 baud. Number 2. Locate the RS-232 cable supplied with your Vert hardware. This is the one with the 2 wide, paren, about 2 inches by 3/8 inch, close paren, connectors, one on each end. One connector will have 25 tiny sockets. This is the female connector and is the end that will connect to your PC. The other end will have many tiny pins protruding from it. This is the male end that connects to your Vert unit. Number 3. Connect the female end of the RS-232 cable to the male serial port on your PC. This port is also known as the COM port. Some PCs have two COM ports. In this case, connect to COM port 2. Since the configuration of the ports is left up to the person who originally installed them, you will have to determine which is which for yourself. Connecting to COM port 2 is preferred, since a few programs may require COM port 1 for their own use, not allowing their output to be redirected. Number 4. Connect the male end to the VERT. Number 5. Your synthesizer is now connected to the PC and the power source. It is now time to turn on your PC and load DOS. For now, leave the VERT unit's power switch in the OFF position. Program preparation for PC VERT and Professional VERT. You must now prepare the hardware VERT to accept direction from the soft VERT software. You must set the 13 verbal options in the hardware VERT so that they can be overridden by soft VERT verbal options. To do this, page 22. A. Load your original PC VERT software. B. Go into Screen Review using the Control-O command. C. Enter the verbal option menu by entering Control-V. D. Select the following PC VERT options. 1. Words, on. 2. Numbers, pronounced digit by digit. 3. Punctuation marks, pronounced or pronounced and pause inserted. 4. Dictionary, ignored. 5. Format check, off. 6. Capital letters, on. 7. Unusual letters, spoken. 8. Bell, disabled. 9. Spaces between words, not spoken. 10. Single quotes, accepted. 11. PC screen echo, accepted. 12. PC keys received, immediately. 13. PC screen highlighting, ignored. E. Once you have made these selections, use a Control-E to exit the hardware VERT's verbal option menu. F. You must now turn off the power to VERT and reboot the computer. You are now ready to load DOS and the soft VERT software, which can now use the hardware VERT as its synthesizer. Setup for sounding board. The sounding board from Computer Aids Corporation is a full-length card. There are two banks of switches which the user generally doesn't need to adjust. There's also a jumper block which is set at the default of IRQ2 (paren interrupt request 2) close paren, and should be used to move the board to other interrupts if there are conflicts. The board's identification as COM1 or COM2 is controlled via software, and so the board can physically coexist in a PC which already has two COM ports, page 23. However, the sounding board will prevent one of those COM ports from being used. Program preparation for the sounding board. You must have the following two files on the boot disk you use to load the soft VERT program. sbload.com, new line, sb.com. These files are on the sounding board program's disk, but should be copied to your working disk. To do this, place the working disk you want to boot from in drive B. Place the sounding board disk in drive A. At the A greater than prompt, type copy space sbload.com space b colon paren and press the enter key close paren. Copy space sb.com space b colon paren and press the enter key close paren. You are now ready to load DOS and the soft VERT program as described in quote software installation, end quote. Software installation. The next three sections tell how to load DOS, make a working copy of the soft VERT program disk, and install the SoftVert program. Until those steps are completed for the first time, SoftVert will not be available to verify your actions, so it will be helpful to have a sighted assistant. Because of the danger of accidentally damaging the original program disk by using it for your first installation procedure, be sure you have first made or obtained a working copy of the program disk if you proceed without sighted assistance. Loading DOS. You must load the disk operating system, DOS, before you can do anything else with your computer. If you are familiar with loading DOS, you can skip now to the next section titled, quote, Loading the SoftVert Software, end quote. Page 24. Insert the DOS disk into drive A, label side up and toward you. Close the drive door. If your drives are side by side, drive A is usually on the left side. If your drives are on one on top of the other, drive A is usually the top drive. Turn on the computer. DOS will boot or load automatically after about 30 seconds or less if you have a faster computer. During this time, the computer will perform some automatic self-tests. After the disk drive stops, press the Enter key twice. If you use an autoexec.bat file on your DOS diskette, you may not have to do this. You are now almost ready to load SoftVert. However, there is one final preparatory step required to ensure proper communication between SoftVert and your computer's keyboard and screen, particularly if you are using DOS 3.1 or later. You need to install a standard, quote, device driver, end quote, so that you will hear prompts returning from the computer's operating system. The name of the device driver is ANSI.SYS. It will compensate for differences among computers, video display cards, etc. The ANSI.SYS file exists on your standard DOS disk. To make sure the file is used at startup time, you must create or amend a file called configsys, CONFIG.SYS, on your boot disk. Config.sys is like autoexec.bat in that DOS automatically executes this file when your computer starts up. Like autoexec.bat, config.sys contains startup commands which are in the form of an ASCII text file. If you already have a config.sys file, you must add a command line to it. If you don't have a config.sys file, you must create one. Add the following line to the config.sys file. Device equal sign ANSI.SYS. You can change your config.sys file with any ASCII text editor, including Edlin, E-D-L-I-N. Or you can create a new config.sys file using the DOS command copy space con, C-O-N. To use copy space con to create your config.sys file, do the following. Number one, be at the DOS prompt, which might be displayed as A greater than or C colon backslash greater than. Number two, type the following two lines. Copy space C-O-N space C-O-N-F-I-G dot S-Y-S. New line. Device equal sign A-N-S-I dot S-Y-S. Page 25. Number 3. Close and save this one-line file by pressing Control-Z, Control with the letter Z, Then press the Enter key. Number 4. Finally, to be sure the computer can find this important file when it starts up, boots, by verifying that the DOS file titled ANSI.SYS has been copied to your boot disk. making a bootable program diskette. The SoftVert program disk is not copy protected. You should copy its files to a backup disk and use that, quote, working disk, end quote, to load the SoftVert program. If you follow this recommended procedure, you will still have the original disk to create additional working copies for everyday use in case your working copy becomes damaged or lost. There are two methods to create a working copy on a floppy disk. You can use the DOS disk copy, D-I-S-K-C-O-P-Y, command to create an identical clone and then add the, quote, system, end quote, to make it bootable. Or you can copy all of the files from the original program disk to a formatted bootable disk which already contains the system. Using disk copy. To make an identical twin of original SoftVert program disk and then convert it to a bootable working disk, follow these steps. Number 1. Place a write protection tab on the original SoftVert disk and place it aside momentarily. Number 2. Place your DOS disk in drive A and enter the following command. diskcopy:A:B: parentheses and press the enter key, close parentheses. Number 3. The screen will present a prompt telling you to place a source disk in drive A and a target disk in drive B. To do this, remove the DOS disk from drive A and replace it with the original VERT program disk. Finally, place a blank working disk into drive B. Number 4. Press the Enter key to begin copying all of the files from drive A to drive B. Page 26. Number 5. You now have a, quote, twin, end quote, of the SoftVert program disk in drive B. Remove the original program disk from drive A and store it in a safe place. Number 6. Reinsert the DOS disk into drive A with the copy still in drive B. Add the system to it with the command sys:B:. Number 7. Finally, make the disk in drive B bootable by copying one file with the command copy:command.com:B:. You now have the original SoftVert disk and a bootable working copy. For daily use, remember to use only the, quote, working copy, end quote. Copying all files to a bootable disk. To copy all files to a bootable disk, place the original SoftVert program disk in drive A. Place the bootable disk in drive B and enter the command copy:A:*.*B:. Loading the SoftVert software. Floppy disk. Even if you have a computer with a hard disk drive and intend to start SoftVert from there, we suggest that you run SoftVert from a floppy disk the first time you use it. After you are sure the system works properly, then install SoftVert on your hard drive. With your synthesizer installed and the SoftVert program and DOS loaded, you are ready to begin. Number 1. Insert your working copy of the SoftVert program disk into the A drive. Page 27. Number 2. Type, quote, A:, end quote, parentheses, without the quotes, close parentheses, and press Enter to move to the A drive. Number 3. Type the following, SV, Enter. Once you type SV, the SoftVert program will begin to load from the active drive. When the program has loaded, VERT will speak the message, Welcome to SoftVert Release 4.5, copyrighted 1987 through 1990 by Telesensory Corporation. System ready. SoftVert will then speak the DOS prompt. VERT will probably say A:, close parenthesis. If VERT does not speak the DOS prompt, you probably do not have ANSI.SYS loaded as a device on your config.sys file. Go back to the earlier section of this chapter titled, quote, Loading DOS, end quote. Now you can install SoftVert in your computer system. Telesensory has a new install program that will configure SoftVert for your synthesizer. Check the synthesizer information above to be sure you have all the appropriate files for your synthesizer. Then run install, I-N-S-T-A-L-L. You must specify the synthesizer name and the COM port, parenthesis, if any, close parenthesis. If you are running from COM 1 or your synthesizer does not take up a COM port, you do not need to specify a COM port. If you are running from COM 2, you must put a /2 after the synthesizer name. Choose one of the synthesizer names below. The correct format is install space bracket synthesizer bracket space bracket COM port bracket. If you type install without typing a synthesizer name, the install program will display a list of supporting synthesizers. Page 28. The top of page 28 shows a diagram of the way that the screen appears. It is entitled Supported Synthesizers. It lists the synthesizers. Accent PC, ARTICI3, Echo, PSS, S-Board, Vert, Accent SA, Arctic 210, Echo PC, PSSB, T1200, Votalk, Arctic, DEC, Mini, PV, TNT. When you run the install program, SoftVert creates a batch file called gosv.bat. From now on, you just need to type GOSV to run SoftVert. If you ever get a new synthesizer, you can run install again to reconfigure SoftVert. Hard disk. To start SoftVert from a hard drive, you must create a subdirectory and transfer all of the required files to that subdirectory from your program disk. Number 1. To establish a subdirectory, first, be sure you are on the C drive and in its root directory. To do this, type C:\enter, followed by CD\enter. Number 2. Next, make create the new directory by typing md space softvert softvert, enter. Number 3. Change from the default directory to the newly created subdirectory by typing cd space softvert, enter. Number 4. Finally, copy the required files from the original SoftVert program disk by placing a Write Protect tab on the disk, placing it in Drive A, and typing copy space A:\*, enter. You now have copied all the files from the floppy disk in Drive A to the new subdirectory called SoftVert on Drive C. Incidentally, don't worry about the somewhat interchangeable use in this manual of quote directory end quote and quote subdirectory end quote. The two terms are often used interchangeably. Close paren. Page 29. Starting Vert with an autoexec file. To make SoftVert start talking automatically when you boot, you need to include the startup command quote gosv end quote in the file called autoexec.bat on your floppy or hard drive. An autoexec file is a batch file which contains DOS commands and is automatically executed when your computer starts up with a quote bootable end quote DOS disk in place. Close paren. If you already have an autoexec file on your boot disk, floppy or hard, just add the required startup commands to it. If you do not, You may wish to consult your DOS reference materials or ask people about creating batch files in general and the autoexec.bat file in particular. The following steps create an autoexec.bat file which starts softvert but does nothing else. Number 1. First, confirm that you are on the proper drive and in its root directory. To do this on your hard drive, type C:\enter, followed by CD\enter. To do this on your floppy drive, type A:\enter, followed by CD\enter. Number 2. Next, type the following two lines to create the auto-executing file if you have a hard drive system. Copy space C:\autoexec.bat. New line. C:\softvert\gosv. If you have a floppy drive system, type copy space C:\autoexec.bat. New line. A:\softvert\gosv. Number 3. Close and save the new file by pressing Ctrl Z followed by the Enter key or by pressing F6. Page 30. The next time your computer boots, this new file will be found and executed. Note, if you start your synthesizer with different hardware settings from the defaults, be sure to show the new settings in the autoexec.bat file. Troubleshootings. If softvert hasn't said anything, don't panic. There are several things you can check or change. Number 1. Make sure that the volume is turned up and a speaker or earphones are plugged into the jack on the back panel of your synthesizer. Number 2. Be sure that DOS actually booted properly. The DOS prompt should be on the screen before you type SV. If the DOS prompt, paren, usually A > or C:\ close paren, does not appear, you should determine whether you actually started with a quote bootable end quote disk. Number 3. It is possible to have a conflict between the softvert program and the firmware in the computer or some software which has been previously loaded. If this kind of conflict occurs, a program on the disk called vertest, V-E-R-T-E-S-T, should help in the diagnosis. Vertest emits a beep through the computer speaker each time softvert would speak a character. If softvert is now running successfully, skip the next quote vertest end quote section and read the one after it to learn how to install softvert for automatic startup from a hard disk drive. Vertest. Vertest is a program which checks the compatibility of the softvert software with specific software or a specific personal computer. You can run this test without a synthesizer and without loading the actual softvert software. Thus, it is very easy to test with a new computer or software. To use vertest, number 1, boot the computer with your DOS disk. Page 31. Number 2, insert the vertest disk into drive A. Number 3, enter the command, quote, V-E-R-T-E-S-T, unquote, and press the Enter key. This command runs the program vertest.exe. When the drive prompt returns, you should hear a tone from the computer. A tone should sound every time you type a key. When you issue a command, the tone should sound for every character placed on the screen. Try the command dir paren and press the Enter key, close paren. If you hear a tone when you type, then the program or computer under test is very compatible with the vert system. Some programs, paren, and so-called compatible computers, close paren, Bypass the operating system when writing data to the video display. You will not hear the tones in such cases. However, since the SoftVert system has commands which allow you to review data on the screen, you can probably use some of those programs which bypass the operating system when writing to the screen. You must reboot your computer to exit VertTest. If you have tried all of the above remedies and you still are having trouble, call the Applications Engineering Department at TeleSensory at 800-537-3961. Page 32 is blank. Chapter 3, Using SoftVert, page 33. Introduction. Before you begin this section, you should have the SoftVert program and your synthesizer completely installed in your computer. SoftVert should be loaded and ready for commands. Once you load the SoftVert software into your computer's RAM, or working memory, you can use all the SoftVert commands and features. You can now remove the program disk from the floppy drive or move to a different directory on your hard drive. Two modes of operation. SoftVert has two modes of operation, communication mode and review mode. Communication mode is the normal mode for computer operation. In this mode, any other running application programs, such as word processors, spreadsheets, and telecommunication programs, control the computer. SoftVert sits in the background, announcing keystrokes. Review mode is the other mode of operation. In this mode, the SoftVert program moves to the foreground and has control of the computer's keyboard and operation. Communication mode. SoftVert is in communication mode when first loaded. In this mode, Vert will speak every word you type. Vert will also speak some of the other keys you press, such as the punctuation keys and function keys. If you want Vert to speak fewer, paren, or more, close paren, of these keys, or to speak every character, paren, instead of every word, close paren, you type, you can change these settings using Vert's verbal options, paren, covered later in this chapter and in Chapter 4, the reference guide, close paren. You can experiment with Vert in communication mode by simply typing something at the DOS prompt. Vert will speak as you enter each word. Page 34. Certain SoftVert functions are active in communication mode. Commands read the current character, word, line, sentence, and paragraph. Several commands stop Vert from speaking. Other commands read Vert's, quote, windows, end quote, selected areas of the screen you can read to the exclusion of other screen areas. Review mode. You can go into review mode, Vert's other mode of operation, at any time by issuing the command Control-O. In this mode, the SoftVert program comes to the, quote, foreground, end quote, of computer operation. Only Vert commands are active. You cannot type letters or numbers because those computer keys have SoftVert functions. You can move a special review mode cursor called the announcer anywhere on the computer screen, even to places forbidden to the computer cursor, such as a status line. This gives you the freedom to explore the contents of the computer screen at your leisure. You don't have to worry that you will accidentally change something because while you are in review mode, you cannot affect the computer's operation. You can exit review mode and return to communication mode at any time by pressing the Enter key. This will return you to where you left the computer cursor. You can discover much about the information on the computer screen from the review mode. Vert looks at not just the character, but also the position, the color, even the extended ASCII value of the character. While in review mode, most keys have a special Vert function. The key commands are logically grouped and laid out to help you remember their functions. The function keys, F1 through F10, set speech parameters such as speech rate, volume, and pitch. The letter keys on the left side of the keyboard control left and right movement of the review cursor, such as previous word, previous character, and next character. The letter keys on the right side of the keyboard control up and down movement of the review cursor, such as previous and next line. Page 35. The number keys, above the letter keys, extend other key functions. For example, the number 10 followed by the, quote, next character, end quote, command moves the review cursor forward 10 characters. The cursor keys have normal functions, but they move the review cursor instead of the computer cursor. Other keys including insert, delete, home, end, and the punctuation keys perform miscellaneous tasks such as setting the overall reading mode or searching for specific words or colors on the screen. The other things available in Vert's review mode are the verbal options menu, from which you can customize Vert's operation to your own needs, the dictionary menu, from which you can customize Vert's pronunciation of words, and the monitor menu, from which you can set Vert to automatically verbalize changes on the computer screen as these changes occur. You can save your customizations in communication mode with the VU paren, Vert Utility close paren, program. These topics will be covered later in this chapter and in Chapter 4, the Reference Guide. This is the end of Tape 1, Side 2.